All right. Well, obviously, I don't think that many people had that one going that way. But you know, that's why they play. Eagles absolutely decimate the Kansas City Chiefs in New Orleans down at Super Bowl 59. A dominant display of defense, pretty much from beginning to end. It took a little while, though, for the rout to really get on, but once it was on, it got ugly really quick. I don't mind it. I don't mind the Super Bowl blowout every once in a while. You know, obviously, you don't want that to happen every year, kind of like what it used to be in the 80s and 90s, where, you know, it was a blowout pretty much every year. But, you know, I don't mind the occasional Super Bowl blowout. It was kind of fun towards the middle of the game once you realize that the Chiefs were pretty much had their nail in their co the nail in the coffin. To root there for that to just get more ugly, I don't know why, but you know, maybe you can call me a hater or whatever. I kind of enjoy the pain and suffering of other fan bases when my team's not in it. So, you know, it is what it is. I was rooting for the shutout at one point in time because there's never been a shutout in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs end up putting up 22 fake points pretty much in the game. And the final score ends up being 40 to 22, a fake 40 to 22. Was that Scorigami? I'm going to look at that. See if that was the first time that that's ever been the score of an NFL game. I don't think that was it's the case because I feel like I would have seen that everywhere. It's only happened one time before, ironically involving the Patriots. Ironically, it was the Patriots and the Rams, and I think I recognize that game, 2004. I think that was the game that they had Troy Brown run on the outside on a extra point or a field goal attempt. Yeah, so obviously beat down pretty much from beginning to end there. Chiefs never got off the ground until the game got out of hand. That defensive line was just obliterating the Chiefs offensive line all game. And that was sort of the thing that you had to look for the Eagles is, you know, they didn't have the perceived advantage at quarterback and coach, but they did have what a lot of people perceived as the better roster. And that ended up holding true. Pretty much everyone on the roster pretty much balled out. You know, Saquon had a quiet game. AJ Brown made a couple nice good catches. Devontae Smith catches that touchdown. Josh Sweat was in the backfield all game. It felt like I thought he should have been the Super Bowl MVP. They gave it to Jalen Hurts. I feel like they couldn't really, you know, whenever there isn't really a clear, I guess, cut MVP, their team's always the media is always going to give it to the quarterback, which I guess I understand. I felt like Josh Sweat did enough though to be a Super Bowl MVP. He I mean he had 2.5 sacks. It felt like he was back there every single play. Mahomes was running around the entire first half in particular. I mean, it didn't really get any better in the second half. You know, he looked like a chicken with his head cut off back there. It was very similar to Super Bowl 55. Yeah, Super Bowl 55 against that Bucks team that he lost. And unlike in that one though, he did end up, you know, getting some touchdowns in this game. But yeah, no, not the greatest look for the Chiefs, you know, that they've suffered two losses in the Super Bowl by, you know, getting blown out. Never a good look on the resume when you walk off the field, you know, losing by double digits. But, you know, you do have to still tip your cap to them. You know, they were the only team that wins back-to-back Super Bowls, and they end up going to the Super Bowl the following year. They were the only team that really had a chance to three-peat. But like I said, never really had a chance in this game. You know, it was kind of close early on in the first half. It felt like the pick six was what sort of began the demise for the Chiefs. You know, it was 10-0 at that point in time. And I believe there was about what 7 minutes left in the second quarter. It was only 10-0. Chiefs hadn't really done anything, but they had only gotten the ball, I think, twice at that point in time. So, and then, yeah, Mahomes throws the pick six to Cooper DeJean, who on his birthday gets his first interception in the Super Bowl and ends up being a pick six on Patrick Mahomes. So, and, you know, happens to be the only white corner in the league. So, you know, white guys are up for that one. But, you know, and I will say I did pop pretty hard. As a certified white dude, I will say I was pretty excited when Cooper DeJean got that interception and ran it back for a touchdown. I don't know. That was the most exciting play of the night. I've watched it a few times, and it still is. It was the most exciting play of the night. And it's what I'll remember the Super Bowl the most by. But, you know, I felt like that was the moment that the game started to get out of hand for the Chiefs. And then on the ensuing drive that the Chiefs had after they, if I'm not mistaken, they held the Eagles into their own side of the field and then forced a punt. And you're sort of like, okay, well, if they can just get up the field before the end of the half, score a touchdown, or even just kick a field goal, you know, you're down by 14 points or 10 points, and you're still in this game, getting the ball back at halftime, and Mahomes throws an interception right there, you know, down by his own end zone, and gives the Eagles another 14 points that they would tack on in short order. So, can't do that. You know, I think that a lot of people would have expected that the Eagles would have been the ones to make those mistakes, but nope, not today. The Chiefs were due for a bad game, and they had it. You know, that's just the way it goes in the NFL. You know, it's just too tough to win in that league, and, you know, you're not going to be perfect every single game, and seems like the luck just ran out for the Chiefs, and, you know, the good stretch just ran out for them. I mean, they just looked out of sorts from the beginning. Travis Kelce never was on the same page with Mahomes in this game. That was sort of the most shocking development, and that was apparent like right away, that Kelce was and Mahomes were not on the same page. And when Kelce did get the ball, I mean, he looked old and slow, and I don't know what was wrong with him today, but and every time they showed him on the sideline, he almost looked like he was like, I don't know. I don't even know. They kept showing him on the sideline, and it was like just sad. It was just sad. Wasn't good from the start. You know, DeAndre Hopkins drops that ball in the third quarter on that third down. It just all out of sorts for the Chiefs. And then their O-line was just getting pushed around the entire game. It felt like the Eagles were all over Mahomes all game. Mahomes had no time to throw, no time to find anybody. And, you know, that was really the story of the game, was that Eagles defensive line was absolutely no match for the Chiefs offensive line. The Chiefs offensive line couldn't hold a candle to that Eagles defensive line. And that was where the game was won, right there in the trenches. You know, Jalen Carter and Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham and all those guys, they were just in Mahomes' face all game. They weren't even blitzing. They were running four-man rushes all game, and it didn't matter, which meant that there was nobody open downfield because the Eagles had plenty of guys to cover. Beautifully designed game by Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator for the Eagles, who was 0-8 against Mahomes coming into this game, and finally gets one over him. But yeah, no, and it just as impressive a performance you'll ever see from a defense. Unfortunately, they didn't get, you know, the shutout or, you know, the points, you know, I guess that you would say. It's not really going to stand out in when you're glancing through in the stat book, but yeah, no, that was as dominant a performance at a championship level that you'll see in any Super Bowl. And, you know, for the Chiefs, you know, it's just, I would hope that I'm chiefed out. You know, I'm not necessarily a hater against them. I mean, obviously, I'm a Patriots fan, and I'm going to, you know, I don't want them to catch the Patriots. I don't want Mahomes to catch Brady. I don't want all that. And yeah, I was having my fun at their expense, and I'm going to have my fun at their expense. But, you know, I still respect that they are who they are, and they're a great team, and they shouldn't be, you know, looked down upon, looked at anything else other than a great team that's had an amazing run these past 6 years. But I will say I'm just a little chiefed out. Can we just get some more AFC teams in here? You know, it'd be nice to see the Bills. It'd be nice to see the Ravens. It'd be nice to see the Bengals. You know, there's other good quarterbacks in the AFC that I'd like to see get a crack at a championship. And it would just spice things up for these two. I mean, there was really... it was kind of a shame because it felt like it was a good matchup going in. Obviously, it ended up not being a good matchup, but it felt like a good matchup going in. But it didn't really feel like there was a lot of buzz going into this week. And I think it was just the Chiefs. I think it was just people were just sick and tired of the Chiefs. It was kind of like that Patriots-Rams Super Bowl at the end there, where it just didn't really feel like anyone else outside of, you know, New England really cared about that game. And it wasn't a good game, just like this wasn't a good game. So, yeah, no, I'm just done with the Chiefs. You know, they're going to be around, so, you know, there's no avoiding it. So you best just accept that now. But it's like, it would be nice if they just, yeah, could fall short one of these years. And, you know, we can get some new blood in the Super Bowl. And we can talk about somebody else different, you know, other than, because now it's like the book is out on how you beat them, which is, you know, you needed a all-time defensive line to have Patrick Mahomes running around like a nuthead out there. And that's how you beat them. Not everybody can do that, obviously, for obvious reasons. So if it's either that, or we're talking about how the Chiefs are just not going to make mistakes, and then we're going to get to the end of the game and they're going to make the play. So it's like, it's boring. It's boring. I just want some new faces in there, some new colors, and just, you know. So yeah, they're not going anywhere. We'll see what happens with Kelce. I mean, he looked, like I said, he looked like he was over the hill tonight, but you know, maybe he's got, I think he signed a contract extension last year that signs him through next year. So possibility probably comes back for one more crack at it. But no, we'll see, you know. And I'm sure they're going to, you know, beef up the offensive line and all that jazz. But yeah, like I said, I just would like to see more different teams that come out of the AFC. For the Eagles, though, obviously, big story with them is their quarterback, Jalen Hurts. I would say that it's one of the more feel-good stories in the NFL. You know, kid comes, gets benched in the national championship game at college when he's playing at Alabama, ends up having to transfer over to Oklahoma for his final year. Doesn't get drafted in the first round, gets drafted whatever in the third round, I believe it was, and goes to the Eagles, you know, had a lot of questions, starts as a rookie, leads them to the playoffs that first year, ends up getting to the Super Bowl eventually, played amazing in that Super Bowl against the Chiefs, but just comes up a little bit short this time around. Well, especially after that Super Bowl last year, I mean, he had a lot of questions, you know, sort of whether he was the guy, whether you could win a Super Bowl with him, including all year this year. You know, it never really felt like anyone really fully believed in the Eagles all year. I think sort of as we came to the end, there was some people, you know, these last couple weeks, I think a lot of people looked at their talent. And said that, wow, you know, or we're finally fully believing them. But, you know, all year they had that sort of like stink of like, well, you know, they have all this talent. They, you know, on paper should be the favorites to win the Super Bowl, but you just never know with that quarterback. And so he proved a lot of people wrong in this playoff run, took care of the ball, You know, limited the mistakes, made some big throws, and, you know, had a couple big runs, especially like in this one to seal it. So, you know, good for him. It's a good story. You know, it's kind of on par with like Kurt Warner, you know, and you know, stories like that, and the Nick Foles story, also with the Eagles. But yeah, no, so it was good to see Hurts, you know, get a win there. And then obviously Saquon Barkley comes over from the Giants. Didn't really have a great game today. I felt like I had the X's and O's down pat. I said that the Saquon wasn't going to have a good game, and that the Eagles, if the Eagles were going to win, it was going to be because of that defensive line, and that's what happened. The only thing I will say is that Jalen Hurts didn't really have to beat the Chiefs. You know, I guess I didn't. I thought that it would be a little bit more low scoring. And that Mahomes wouldn't throw a pick six and, you know, give the Eagles the ball basically in the red zone. So I didn't think that the Eagles were going to be able to put up all those points. But, you know, Jalen Hurts pretty much didn't really have to do that much. Oh, yeah, there was that controversial OPI at the start of the game that, you know, I didn't really see what was so controversial about it. I know Brady and Pereira were bitching about it in the on the broadcast, but I mean, he pushed him right in the face. I mean, you can't do that. Ultimately, that's going to end up being forgotten because of how the game went, but I just thought that I would mention that. But yeah, no, for the Eagles, they're going to be around for a little bit. They still got a young roster. Good team. Sirianni still, you know, I guess I trust him now. I mean, he's a Super Bowl winning coach now, but, you know, I've always sort of had my questions with him. So we'll see. We'll see going forward if they're able to add on to this one. But the Eagles get it done, obviously, in dominant fashion. And, you know, like I said, I didn't mind the Super Bowl blowout. I know that I'm sure that no one's going to look back on this game and look at it favorably. But Can we please just get a different team in there next year? Just please. I just am tired of watching the Chiefs every single year. And then, yeah, now that the aura of the three-peat is gone, it's like I don't care. I just don't care anymore. I'm just chiefed out. Can we get the Bills? Can we get the Ravens? Can we get the Bengals? Can we get the Patriots? Maybe at some point? Sure. I don't know. I can't take another Kansas City Super Bowl next year. So, all right, I figured I'd jump on to give you my thoughts on the game, and I guess I'll see you guys next time.